On the morning show here at WFHR, we are locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Five people on board a Coast Guard plane were killed when it collided with a Japan Airlines aircraft. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tokyo.
Dramatic pictures on social media show evacuation chutes deployed and people escaping and then running for their lives. Incredibly, Japan Airlines says all the passengers and crew are safe. It appears that the jet collided with a much smaller plane belonging to Japan's Coast Guard, which was on or near the same runway just as the Airbus was landing.
The Coast Guard plane was carrying aid to help with the deadly earthquake yesterday.
Aerial shots by Japan's state broadcaster NHK showed a school parking lot with a clear message. Classroom chairs had been arranged to spell SOS. With land access to the remote Noto Peninsula largely severed by the quake, many residents remained trapped under collapsed buildings. And even for those who managed to escape, supplies are running short. Lucy Kraft, CBS News. Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
A deadly fiery crash outside a theater in Rochester, New York yesterday. The FBI is investigating it as possible terrorism. Police Chief David Smith.
Once the fire was extinguished, first responders located at least a dozen gasoline canisters in and around the striking vehicle.
Two people were killed. Several others were injured. Oil prices are up. CBS's Vicki Barker with why.
Oil prices have jumped more than 2% this morning. This after Iran rejected calls to end its support for the Houthi rebels who've been attacking Western container ships in the Red Sea. Also driving the increase, the expectation of fresh demand from China.
Russia's hit Ukraine with another massive air attack. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The air raid sirens in Kyiv sounded again overnight. And with daylight, rescues were underway. Russia has been stepping up its attacks, and Ukraine's foreign minister is calling on the West to speed up the supply of additional air defense systems, missiles, and combat drones.
Did you see any movies during the long holiday weekend?
How do you do it?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
All of the above. Wonka was huge, leading the way, bringing in $29.5 million. That helped Hollywood cross the $9 billion mark in ticket sales for 2023. Got a half hour before the first trading day of the new year, and markets are poised to open lower today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels, but Police Chief Jeffrey Norman tells the Journal Sentinel while they've made gains, there's still more work to do. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be set today. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The county health rankings are in for Wisconsin, and Wood County ranks 57 out of 72 counties. While we have health factors in place that can improve the length and quality of life for people, our health outcomes are ranked in the lowest percentage. The percentage of adults who smoke are higher than the national average, as well as the number of alcohol-impaired driving deaths. 15% of our children live in poverty, but our unemployment rate is 4.4%, below the national average of 5.4%. You can visit countyhealthrankings.org for more information. The animals at the Wildwood Park and Zoo are enjoying the donated Christmas trees they've received so far. The bison herd and the elk herd were among the first to receive donated trees, and they're enjoying nibbling on branches and tossing them in the air. The zoo is still accepting donations. Trees must be free of all ornaments, lights, with no fake snow or tinsel. You can drop them off by the main or back gates of the park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures rising into the mid-30s. By this afternoon, we'll be battling a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And overnight, a cold front starts to push in, bringing chances of flurries by tomorrow morning, which could linger throughout tomorrow afternoon. Currently, we're at 22 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. We're certainly going to help. We got some good stuff lined up for you this hour. Your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got good things lined up for you this hour. Going to be joined in a little bit by our friend Tom Heiser with a monthly veterans update. Looking forward to Tom joining us in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into some entertainment news now. And a little bit later, after Tom's with us in our news, we're going to get into things people are tired of rebuying. I've had this one since November 1st.
Oh, wow.
I've had this story. I've been waiting to get to that. So, But we kick off the hour with some entertainment, and this news just broke about 2 minutes ago. Tickets sold in Michigan wins the estimated $842.2 million Powerball jackpot New Year's Day drawing.
Oh, wow.
So if you know that person, great. If you're not,
congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Tough break. Yeah.
Single ticket sold in Michigan has matched all six numbers to win the estimated $842.2 million Powerball jackpot during Monday night's New Year's Day drawing. It's the fifth largest Powerball jackpot ever won, according to Powerball.
Wow.
So that's congratulations.
It is.
Anybody out there? And welcome to the public domain, Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, Minnie, Tigger, and Mech the Knife are all at large now. We can use them all and as much as we want. Just be very, very, very careful with those copyrights of the Mickey Mouse character.
Yes.
Because
Disney does not mind suing you. Like, yeah. and I cannot stress this enough. It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter if you are a conglomerate, you are a business, or you are just Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
They are going to come at you if you have even one little thing close to it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But it's finally happened that Mickey Mouse has slipped off Disney's copyright leash. The first versions of the iconic character seen in Steamboat Willie and a silent version of Plain Crazy entered the public domain in the U.S. as of today.
Mm-hmm.
An early version of Minnie Mouse is also included in this. There's still complicated mess of protections around Mickey, but today is a moment public domain advocates have been waiting for decades, and there are plenty of others exciting new entries. Let's see here. So just for those that don't know, Duke's Law School Center for the Study of Public Domain had a roundup of what it means and what is all coming out.
Yeah.
So we're just going over a couple of these. Virginia Woolf's Orlando, J.M. Barrie's play Peter Pan, The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up. The original German composition of Three Penny Opera song, Mac the Knife.
Cool.
The shark has.
Nice. One of my all-time favorite songs, Melissa.
Yeah.
I love Mac the Knife.
It's a good song.
W.B. Du Bois' Dark Prince. Princess, A.A. Milan's House at Pooh Corner, which introduced the character of Tigger.
Tigger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiggers like to bounce, and Tiggers are now in the public domain.
Bounce around for anybody.
The wonderful The Man Who Laughs, the Victor Hugo adaptation, which is many would consider the origins of the Joker, the villain, the Joker.
Yep, the first influences, correct.
Cole Porter's Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. M.C. Escher's Tower of Babel, the woodcut of that. So much of this going into the public domain now.
Yeah, and if you want to go the group that you mentioned at Duke University, they put together a list every year of what's going into the public domain. It's really cool. There's so many this year, especially. There's some really neat things going out there.
The public domain is supposed to be the final destination of any copyright work. It's part of the compromise that acknowledges the benefits of letting artists and thinkers control and profit from their work in the short term while freely building on each other's ideas in the long term. Mm-hmm. A balance Disney itself relied upon when making fairy tale adaptations like Snow White and Cinderella.
I'm glad they put that in there.
Yeah, me too. Because it's interesting too, because I saw some articles, some people commenting, some articles out there about this. this, like that, almost like the defending, like somebody defending Disney or fighting for Disney. And one, I think that's kind of funny. Exactly. I don't think Disney needs it. Yes. But also they didn't do their homework, because that's what Disney built their whole entire country.
Yeah.
They have great original characters like Mickey and Minnie mm-hmm. and that. And then they have what they built their standing on.
Yeah, right. Snow White.
The entirety of Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brothers Grimm tales. I mean, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
This is what it is to be an artist. This is what it is to be a creative. Mm-hmm. It drives me a little crazy, the idea that I put so much time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears into this product, and I create it, and then it's out there in the ether. It's out there in the masses, and anybody can do whatever they want with it. And then at the same time, I am so enthralled and driven wildly and excited by the idea of doing something and somebody taking and doing whatever they want
with it. Absolutely.
Like, that's art. That's what the creative world is all built on.
Collaboration of just building on the culture that's come before you. Yeah.
I find it pretty cool that something like that, there's a lot that could be said about copyright laws, looking to Thomas Edison, everybody, and that. But that being said, there's no perfect anything, and it's pretty cool that such an old system is still working so well for the consumer world as well as for the creative world, I think. Mm-hmm. Again, there are a lot of areas you can poke holes at.
Right.
You can do that with anything.
Right.
I think as it is, it's a pretty good system we've got.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the fact, because a lot of this stuff was delayed 20 years. And if you remember back in the 1990s, then Representative Sonny Bono, I think it was called the Bono Act, if I remember correctly, did like a blanket 20-year extension on everything.
I forgot all about
which is
this.
Why most of this stuff should have been in the public domain about 20 years ago.
Yeah. A while ago.
But they did not renew it, thank goodness. And now we're getting to see more and more stuff like this, we're getting into some really interesting things now, too.
It's going to be fascinating going forward, too, where this goes. There's other characters that are going to be over the next couple of years are going to be coming out and going to be more and more in the public domain.
More movies and more other things. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
I like the idea, too, of what they might do with these characters, where they might insert them and what they might be able to create and do with them, with that being said. I think that... I know I'm going to get laughed at for this, but I think that in many interesting ways, the guys at South Park have really shown how much fun and creativity you can have with this while like walking that razor's edge. they had a three-part episode. They did Imagination Land, where they had characters from Star Wars, Winnie the Pooh, Star Trek. I mean, everything you can think of, the characters are in those three episodes. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. Every pop culture character you can think of. But they just tinker a little bit here, a little bit there with all these characters so that we as viewers know who they are, but they don't. They skated by.
Exact.
Yeah. And didn't get in any trouble for it and everything. It's fascinating. Oh, God bless you, Melissa. I'm sorry, Seth. Melissa is in the number one chair now.
That's fine.
Melissa is now officially in the number one chair. I put that moment up there.
It was so awful.
It was so awful. No, not your performance. The song was awful. Do we have to sing the whole song? Do we have to sing?
Every time.
Every time. Fine. It is January 2nd, and it is the opening night for auditions for the Glass Menagerie. The wonderful new show being done by the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and our good friend Seth.
You'll get that name right someday.
One of these days, I'm going to get
one of these days.
Our good man here, Seth Habhager, making his directorial debut with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and the Glass Menagerie. Auditions start today, January 2nd and 3rd, 6:30, over at the WRCT Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, excited?
Yes, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, of course. This is something new for me to do, but I'm very much looking forward to starting the actual process tonight. Get to see some great people coming out and see what you got, everybody. Come on, I want to see what you got.
Seth, we don't get a chance to do this with directors very often, that we happen to have one with us that is having auditions. Is there anything you would encourage people to bring with them to the show, as far as not so much props or anything, but their attitude, how they want to approach this?
Not really. No, I want. It would be great if we get a mix of new people, more experienced people, people who've never done it before. I mean, I will say this is in some ways this is a challenging show just because of the way it's structured. There's a lot of monologues. Each character gets some big monologues throughout it, and that makes it. Makes it a little more difficult maybe for a newer person who's not used to it. But again, I'm not saying that you can't do it, though. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Anyone want to come out and try, I'm more than welcome. Basically, what I'm looking for tonight is I'm looking for people's chemistry with each other. Mm. So I've picked out scenes where basically all the characters interact with the other characters. Mm. You know, short bits, you know, just a page or maybe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And see how people are interacting with each other. That's kind of what I'm looking for. Looking for tonight and tomorrow during the audition process. So
certainly encourage because all three of us have worked with people that have never been on stage before and just killed it, did a great
absolutely.
Job. We also want to encourage people that maybe it's been a while since you've come down for a show or something that we'd love to see you down there. And keep in mind as well, you can come on down and just take in the festivities if you want to get comfortable with this. Maybe you're not ready to audition for this show, but you want to audition for Rumors when that comes up, the last show of the year or any other shows. And we always want you to be a part of the show, whether it's being an usher, or working behind the scenes, props, any of the, I almost said editing,
Well, if you're good enough, I don't know.
With that being said, though, this is something else to keep in mind. This is going to be a really fun experience for you and the audience because it's also going to be an interactive thing. There's going to be a lot of visual interactive.
Multimedia, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And that's the other thing that if you have done stage work before, but you kind of thought, you know, oh, maybe something, this is going to be a little different because we're going to have, like I said before, we're going to have filmed bits. Mm-hmm. We're going to have audio voiceovers with some like montage video stuff. There's going to be some stuff in silhouette. So it's going to be a little bit different experience this time. And I hope for those of you who've not had the experience of doing, you know, like being filmed, actually being filmed, like a real movie little thing. Yeah. So that's going to be different. And I hope people have fun with it.
I want to encourage people to, or let people know too, that if you are, whether it is Seth or Melissa, if you have a chance to be a part of a production with either of these two, especially if they are directing something, jump at it. Go for it, people. I've loosely had these two direct me at different times for different projects here, and some of my favorite people to work with ever. Some of the most fun collaborative things I've done have been with you guys. Really fun people to work with. Any opportunity you get, take it. You can find out more at WRCtheater.org. Get on down there and audition tonight. Kickoff at 6:30 today and tomorrow. Auditions being held at the WRCT Auditorium.
Yes, indeed.
And it is not a Monday, but yesterday was. So there was a What the Muppet Monday yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We dropped a New Year's episode, and you can tell it's a New Year's episode because we have on funny hats.
the indicator. The one indicator of New Year's. Funny hats. Yes, everyone's wearing funny hats.
And we're in hockey jerseys. I don't know why that's a New Year's thing, but it's now a New Year's tradition that Bree and I are starting. We had a lot of fun with this one. We had a Happy Muppety New Year episode. It was right after our Christmas episode. If you didn't get a chance to catch those, encourage you to check them out wherever you get your podcast, download the episode. If you're interested in the visual take, you can go ahead and go to YouTube, type in What the Muppet, and come along the journey with us as we go ahead and try to find the rainbow connection.
All right.
We will take a break, come back with nothing but fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures rising into the mid-30s. By this afternoon, we'll be battling a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And overnight, a cold front starts to push in, bringing chances of flurries by tomorrow morning, which could linger throughout tomorrow afternoon. Currently, we're at 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K. and Seth Habhager. And we are going to have our monthly veterans update right now with our good friend, Mr. Tom Heiser. Tom, good to see you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. It's good to see you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, same to you guys. Appreciate it. Ladies.
Yes. And Melissa, Tom can hear you, just so you know, just in case you want to chime in at all, if you need to. Tom, I appreciate the time and being able to get into not only what is going on with our vets, but having a moment to spend on our veterans. We always appreciate from you and this team over there at the VFW. Where do you want to start? Because I know that we've got the beginning of the new year, some different things that we want to tell people about.
Right. Well, number one, there's no Heroes Cafe this month. We're not doing that till March.
So right, right.
Don't show up.
Yeah, nobody's going to be there. Nobody's going to be there. So keep that in mind, okay?
And there's no Vietnam Veterans of America meeting in January or February, so don't show up there either.
Right, right.
It gets cold in a parking lot.
but good things to keep in mind the next couple months, no meetings, none of that. Okay.
Right. But other organizations are still meeting. But like today is 9 o'clock. They had the Vets Breakfast over at Grace's.
Yeah.
And then tonight we got the Lincoln High School girls basketball game, and we're presenting the colors at that. So
that's a really fun opportunity, nice. I'm sure. That's cool.
Well, yeah, it is. And as long as you don't miss your cue. And Friday we are having our varsity blood drive, and that's from 9 to 1 out at the VFW post. They still need blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's something that we get involved in.
We don't get to tell you guys this nearly enough, Tom, but I really appreciate the VFW being a hosting place for so many of these things, mm-hmm. including especially our blood donation opportunities. We all know how vital and important that is, and it's such a fitting place to do it. But it is never lost on us how much we appreciate that opportunity and having those things there. And I think it's also an opportunity, too, for people who may not know the VFW or have ever been over there or been there, you know, for citizens, if you will, to be able to check it out.
Exactly. You know, come inside, everybody says, gee, I didn't know it was this big.
Yeah.
Get inside and go from there.
That's very cool. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it.
Okay. And also Friday, we are having a VFW auxiliary meeting. So if somebody wants to join the auxiliary, come out, hear what needs to be done, the presentation. And what's interesting is your family member does not have to be a member of the VFW. They just have to be eligible be a member.
Okay.
So if you've got an uncle, grandfather, niece, nephew, you can join as long as they're eligible to be a member of the VFW.
That's good to know. And we could always use more members. We could always use more people, even some young blood in this. So that's good to hear. That's interesting.
Exactly. We help them. They help us.
Yeah,
you know, our different events. So it's not just a social gathering, so to say.
Yeah.
We do work in the community quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, January 8th, we're presenting a Teacher of the Year Award from the VFW at the Wisconsin Rapids School Board meeting.
That's very cool.
Wow.
That's very cool. Is that new, Tom?
No, it's been around a while. We just are getting involved in more and more things.
Yeah.
And we have a teacher that has had veterans in for 8-10 years at Lincoln High School. We went and we talked to the I think it's a junior class, and it's interesting questions back and forth relating to what we did and comparing it to what is going on in the world today, how there are similarities.
That's awesome. It's very cool. That has got to be those kids are lucky having something like that. That's a very smart teacher. That's very cool of them to do that.
We have a good time with it.
Good.
American Legion Post has their monthly meeting on January 10th at 7 o'clock. Rudolph American Legion has their meeting on the 11th. On January 16th, we're back at Lincoln High School. We're doing the Lincoln High School boys basketball game, presenting the colors on there. We've been to Assumption a couple different times already. And then on Thursday, January 18th, our VFW has their monthly meeting at 6 o'clock. And Thursday, January 25th, we're going to Wisconsin Rapids Wrestling and presenting the colors.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in the community and in the high school quite a bit. And then what's really good is on February 2nd and 3rd, our VFW Pulse is holding the state Midwinter Council at the Mead.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And that's not only to have it here, to be able to host it and everything, but how important that meeting is.
Exactly.
The conferences, I should say.
Everybody comes from all over the state. Discuss what's going on, you know, what the future is, what we're looking to do, come out and see our post.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have just recently become the new home for Friends Feeding Friends Incorporated, a monthly meal they're going to have out at the VFW post. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Doing different things. It's
Does that kick off this month or next month?
It's going to kick off this month. The exact date, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll look into
it. It's new.
Yeah. We'll look into it. We'll find out more. But I mean, that's such a we know how important that is for our community. For you guys to be a part of it, I think that's just a perfect fit.
Right. We've got a decent place out there. We've got a great kitchen, lots of room. If people want to come out and have a gathering, family get together or whatever, come on out. Get a hold of us.
Tom, I wanted to make sure too, when it comes to any of the things we've talked about today or anything involving our vets, our VFW, if there are, you know, teachers, principals out there, if there are businesses out there that want to be involved with you guys, want to work with you more, is there a way for them to connect with you?
Right. We have a good working relationship with the superintendent of schools here in Rapids and a good relationship with Assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So if any teachers, you know, go up the line, as we call it. Talk to your boss. Right. Talk to your boss. You know, go up the chain of command.
Yeah.
And deal with them, because in November, we did have a lot of schools asking for vets to come in.
Mm.
Grade schools, middle schools, high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting out there and talking with vets, not only, you know, the Vietnam vets. We got Afghan vets. Mm-hmm. We've got Iraqi vets that are members.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because Vietnam is ancient history.
You know, that's when we were talking, you and I were talking, Tom, in one of our emails a little while ago. I got thinking about that. My grandfather passing recently, fought in World War II, fought in Korea, and we're losing more and more, and we have less and less of our members from those wars. And certainly it got me thinking about the Vietnam War, and like, my God, well, that's just as much where we're losing more and more people. The opportunity for our soldiers to be out there, talk to kids, talk to younger adults, to be able to share these stories, to be able to create that empathy. We need to take every opportunity we can with that and to show our appreciation whenever we can.
Exactly, because we still have one Korean War vet that's very active with our organization.
Yeah.
World War II vets.
Right.
Yeah.
We just lost one not that long ago, and he was 100 years old.
Having these opportunities to be able to speak with them every chance we get, like the one we have every month talking with you, Tom. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate coming in and getting the information out there and letting your listeners know that there are events. Come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thankfully, it's not just once a month. Tom is great, and you have been for years, been great about getting us information to Pam, to me, to get out there to the audience. Appreciate you for that, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. And we know it helps because, you know, we're out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're doing things like the blood drive, presenting the colors, program Friends Feeding Friends, getting involved in that.
It's great to see, and it's great, it only strengthens our community, only makes us that much stronger. We look forward to you joining us again next month, Tom. Appreciate the time. People have follow-up questions, or they want to maybe find out more about what we've just discussed, is there a way to get a hold of you?
Yes, so just give the VFW a call at 715-600-0401. And also, if you look in the media, you know, Google it or whatever, there's the American Legion, all those different organizations. They're listed. Give them a call.
Tom, before we let go, I mean, we just wrapped up New Year's. Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you're doing or anything? Did you have anything you were going to do with that?
Well, I am procrastinator. The key of procrastination.
Yeah.
So I was going to give that up this year, but I put it off till next year.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Nice.
Nicely done. Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you for the time. We'll have another monthly veterans update for you next month. Looking forward to Tom joining us then. For now, we're going to get to our state and local news. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Respiratory viruses are on the rise. Officials say wastewater analysis shows more COVID-19 in the environment than this time last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says respiratory illnesses may be rising because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Health officials expect to see numbers rise even higher after Christmas and New Year's celebrations. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. Combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying 7.9% in sales taxes, and the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gasoline prices fell 3.5 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $2.68 per gallon. The national average is still over $3 at $3.06 today. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said there's still a chance the national average will fall below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2021. Prices across central Wisconsin today range from $2.59 to $2.63 per gallon. Nominations are open now for the 76th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce in Wisconsin Rapids. You can nominate a local business, organization, or individual by filling out the nomination form on their website or Facebook page. The deadline is January 13th. Winners will be announced at the annual meeting on Wednesday, March 6th. Family story times are restarting tomorrow at McMillan Library. Join them on Wednesday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures rising into the mid-30s. By this afternoon, we'll be battling a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And overnight, a cold front starts to push in, bringing chances of flurries by tomorrow morning, which could linger throughout tomorrow afternoon. Currently, we're at 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm gonna raise a holler about a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar.
Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder. Had to get that part of there. Yeah, I had to get that part awesome. Of there. That was good. Is it cruel to play Summertime Blues during the winter?
It may be. I was thinking about that. I'm like, are we just twisting the knife here?
Yeah. We appreciate not only Tom joining us for that monthly Veterans Update. Thanks so much for that, Tom. Appreciate all the information that he gets us throughout the whole month. Tom doesn't just work one day a month for us, really, here. He's always getting us information to Pam and I and Melissa, and we really appreciate him doing that. Thanks, Tom. And good to hear Brittany with the weather. That's been fun.
Yeah.
That's been fun. I've been enjoying that. That's been a lot of fun talking with her. Looking forward to her joining us again tomorrow. Let's get into this one, gang. This week, people use social media to share all kinds of different stuff of what they are tired of rebuying. Someone asked the internet, what things get you really annoyed to repurchase or replace?
Okay.
What are we tired of rebuying?
Rebuying.
Things that we are tired of rebuying. Let's get right into this. And this conversation is, of course, open to all. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Recurring purchases that can really add up, thinking things like gas, printer ink, subscription services, Botox, and food even came up on the list.
I was going to do it as a joke. I was going to say, food, man. I'm going to keep buying the food.
I'm tired of it. I always got to buy this water. Yeah. Darn it.
Dang it.
I wanted to buy cauliflower one time, and that's it.
It's one time in my life. One time. One purchase of cauliflower. That's it.
Constantly, you know, refilling itself would be nice.
I find it very interesting to see printer ink and food in the same sentence.
Interchangeable, really. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Gas surprises me, too. I mean, these are things we use.
Yeah.
They're consumables, yeah.
You gotta have to buy them. I would say socks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good one. Now, there's a good one. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That seems more like in the spirit of the
socks
question.
Should not wear out. It's just that's as simple
agreed,
as that.
Agreed. Yeah.
Well, and in the wrong spots either. Like, I understand the bottom's wearing out. I walk on that part. But the stretchy part around your ankles, that should not wear out.
That's messed up. I hate that. I hate a loose sock. I hate it.
No. They fall down? It's the worst.
The only thing worse than a loose sock is a wet sock. There's
or
very
too tight of a sock. That's a problem, too. Yeah.
To me, there are few things in the world worse than wet shoes.
Oh,
like wet socks.
Man.
Yeah.
What is this? What are we doing talking about socks? This is morning show
stuff.
Sorry,
let's get back to food and gas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You deserve this one. This topic, socks.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm a dad. I can do that.
Yeah, you can get away with that. Stuff that isn't made to last and needs upgrading. Things like certain appliances, a lot of technology, plastic goods, and fast fashion.
Fast fashion. Yikes.
Now that needs to go.
That's a mess. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also the stuff that people are probably too rough with and don't take care of very well, like cell phones, shoes, jeans, vehicles, plus stuff that people always are losing, like tools and scissors.
No, we don't lose scissors. Kids take them.
Yeah.
Yes, and then put them back. Exactly.
No, they put them somewhere else, and then you can never find them.
They put them wherever they were last. Yeah. That's drop things.
Good luck to where that was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is fascinating to watch children, like even quote unquote, whether they're quote unquote bad, quote unquote good, whatever it is, the way they are with items and how they will just use something and just drop it. Like as soon as they're done using it, just drop it and keep moving and just keep going on.
Ends up wherever I am. Yeah.
It's very interesting. I don't know at what point in our lives we realize, I should put this back. Like, I poured myself a glass of milk. I should put it back in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
But there's a moment in our lives where it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right.
Why would I do that?
Only after multiple, put that away. Put that away.
Normal, relatable gripes, like having to repeatedly buy cat litter, phone chargers, sunglasses, shower curtains, nonstick pans, things like that. A lot of people barking about that one.
The phone chargers? Really? Because I'm pretty sure that those reproduce by themselves now.
like rabbits.
You can't go anywhere without finding, there's a I got six charging cords. Yeah. Where did all these come from? Yeah.
Okay, but three of them don't work. work, and two of them are the wrong kind for my phone.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't get a choice. I mean, come on. they just do it.
The the cat litter thing I kind of get, whether it's cat litter or it's anything else like that for animals, that can be one of those things where it, especially no matter how much you love your animal, it can get a little boring or not boring, tiring after a while of having to revive.
Because you forget to check your supply, and then suddenly you're out, and you're like,
oh, you need it. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I need it now.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Now, sunglasses are a whole different type of annoying. That's a whole other type of like frustrating, annoying, and angry. I feel like it's almost a whole like subcategory of this whole conversation. Because tell me if this isn't one of the most universal things ever. You find a pair of sunglasses you actually like. You really actually like them. They weren't even that bad of a price.
Right.
And you're really enjoying them. And you had them for 2 days. And now they're gone. And you're a grown human being. You're good at things. You put it in the one spot.
One vehicle.
You know where they are, but they're not there anymore. Where did they go? They somewhere, there is something out there, a little gremlin or something, that is stealing our sunglasses and one sock.
Yeah,
one sock, and that's it.
Like, actually, I think the sunglasses industry has figured out a way to like for them to disintegrate, like this will self-destruct in 6 seconds, kind of thing. Yeah. I know I had these sunglasses. I don't know what
every pair of sunglasses is the beginning of Mission Impossible.
Exactly, they just disappear. They're gone.
Oh, why did
and
I put them on?
You don't really get free ones anywhere anymore.
Not really. They used to give them away everywhere, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I did get a free pair at the fair.
Okay.
From the, I think the Marshfield Clinic table had free ones.
That's cool.
Bet you they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that out loud, but in a pinch, you know.
But exactly.
Yes.
Well, I don't wear better sunglasses, so yeah.
424-2600. If you've got anything that you're tired of rebuying all the time and you'd like to call up and join us with that, we'd love to hear from you. Finally, then there's the weird stuff that makes you wonder what people are thinking. Some of those answers included can openers, toilet seats, and undergarments, which you should probably be buying on a regular basis.
Toilet seats.
I got so many follow-up questions.
Oh, that's
toilet
a good one.
The can opener is, I think, is similar to some of the other things we talked about. You know, where did I put
where
that?
Where did the can
where
opener go, man?
But I got a lot of follow-up questions about the whole toilet seat. How many toilet seats are you buying a year? And yeah, more questions. Let's find out what's going on with
what are you doing to your toilet seats.
Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Well, that's tough to follow, guys.
Yeah.
One thing this time of year is a chapstick.
Oh, good. Good one. Yeah, yeah.
There's always some somewhere, but you can never find it when you need it.
Exactly.
You're so right about this. Yeah, I just had this happen to me this weekend. Yeah, I was looking all over for
it. 16 tubes somewhere. I know.
And
I got my purse chapstick and my car chapstick and my desk chapstick, but where is my kitchen chapstick?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Nicely done. Hey, Happy New Year to you, man. Appreciate you. Happy New Year.
That was a good one.
That was good. The
next question is, how old is this chapstick and when's the last time I used it?
Because
it crumbles when you open it? Oh,
has this happened to you guys? When you open it and it's crying, that's not good. That's not good. If you open it and it's a flavor that they don't make anymore, like that's it's probably too old.
My doctor smell like bubble gum.
My Dr. Pepper lip smacker.
Come on, that was my favorite.
I didn't even know they made Tab like. They got a tab
flavor. Tab didn't have any flavor, man. Who are you kidding?
Everyday coconut, which I got from Family Natural Foods.
Nice.
Watermelon, which I got from my dentist. And lip food, rosemary mint.
That's an interesting one.
Chamomile mushroom extract.
I
put on potatoes.
Connections and Toma.
I feel like every winter. I feel like every winter this happens to me. I'm searching, I'm looking, and I don't find the chapstick I just bought, but I found one that I don't know when I bought. Like, I don't know how long I've had this one, but I can't find the new one. Like, that always seems to happen. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, so the toilet seat one.
You
got to think about this now. If it's uncomfortable, your leg starts falling asleep there while you're trying to use the bathroom and play on your phone at the same time. So you got to find that comfortable seat.
It's so true. Don't deny it. Any one of you out, do not deny it.
Yep. It's a very strong point.
You got to find that seat, you know. You just got to find that proper one that's going to not let you late fall asleep and be comfortable because, you know, it's a half hour at least sometimes. But I shouldn't say playing a phone, reading the magazine. You got to throw that in there.
Well done.
More fiber in your diet, and might I recommend a squatty potty?
Yes. Nice. I can't top that. We got to go to break. Thank you for the call, sir. Good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Have a great day.
Happy New Year, man. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures rising into the mid-30s. By this afternoon, we'll be battling a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And overnight, a cold front starts to push in, bringing chances of flurries by tomorrow morning, which could linger throughout tomorrow afternoon. Right now, it's 24.
Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. I'll take you to the top of the hour. Good stuff lined up for you. We got some local good stories we'll get to. Got a That Ain't Right story to touch on, and we'll get into our schedule for the day as well. But we kick off the segment talking penguins.
Good way to start the year, man.
Just in case anybody wondered who produced the show.
We all know now.
Yep. Chinstrap penguins survive on more than 10,000 naps a day, a study found.
What?
Ooh.
Wow.
I've been saying for years that penguins live the life.
We should be living, yes.
And we just get more and more evidence.
Must be like micro naps.
The art of nodding off appears to have been mastered by the breeding chinstrap penguins, who take more than 10,000 naps a day, with each nap lasting an average of 4 seconds, according to a new study.
Wow.
The animals accumulate around 11 hours of sleep daily using this strategy, challenging a pattern observed in humans that fragments its fragmentation is determinant in sleep quality.
Okay.
Microsleeps or micro naps, seconds long long interruptions of wakefulness, which include eye closure and sleep related brain activity, occur in humans who have had insufficient sleep, according to the study published in the Journal of Science. And this was done last Thursday.
Wow.
However, nodding off can be inappropriate and even dangerous in certain environments, of course. So that is something they're trying to figure out, like if there are ways to make our brains do this, but do them at the proper time.
Right.
To investigate whether microsleeps can provide any sleep functions and be useful, a sleeping method in ecological circumstances that required constant vigilance, research in France, South Korea, and Germany. They studied 14 wild chinstrap penguins who were incubating eggs in a colony exposed to a predatory bird, the blue skua, on a King Island. Are they more susceptible to, being attacked or any of these things because of this stuff and everything?
Exactly, yeah.
And they found that they're actually much more aware of predators and much more aware of their surroundings.
Wow.
These brief sleeps and these brief sleep cycles keep them fresh, keep them more awake.
Wow.
This is certainly, there's a big difference between chinstrap penguins and human beings.
Of course.
But this study is helping us figure this stuff out more.
Mm-hmm.
In this study, 75% of sleep among chinstrap penguins was in episodes lasting less than 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's amazing.
When you got to be constantly on guard, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to adapt, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I've always wondered about my bond with penguins and why I love them so much. And it turns out I'm part penguin.
You are part penguin. How about that?
I sleep the same as penguins, and I also can't fly. I also can't fly. So I mean, we're very similar. Very similar.
I've yet to see you in a tuxedo, though.
That's true. That part's not so much. I just think this is a really fascinating article. If you're curious, you want to know a little more, you go ahead and dive right into it. I encourage you to throw into your... I pulled this article from CNN and another couple of sites, but you can find the article in a couple of different places. Just type in your search bar, chinstrap penguins survive on more than 10,000 naps a day.
I didn't know there was a chinstrap penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
An interesting penguin. They're an interesting breed. All penguins are interesting.
They're all fascinating.
They are one of the more interesting ones.
Mm-hmm.
Touch on this one, too, because this was pretty interesting to me. This is a Then He Write story for you, everybody. This was 2 weeks ago. A plane that departed New York's JFK International Airport had to return shortly after takeoff when a horse got loose on the aircraft.
What? A horse?
Yeah. Ooh. Not on the tarmac, on the aircraft.
Wow.
Inside the plane.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It was a cargo plane that was carrying animals, not a passenger plane.
Thank goodness.
Although, please do imagine a horse on a regular passenger plane. Just
up and down
for comedic
aisle.
Purposes. Yeah, just imagine.
Just for comedic. Salted nuts.
Nice.
Sir, how many bags of peanuts would you like? Okay, all right. He wants two. It was the horse somehow broke out of its stall and couldn't be secured. So the plane told air traffic control that they had to come back.
Oh, wow.
The pilot requested that a vet be made available upon landing because the horse was, quote, in difficulty. It's unclear what that meant, but the horse's condition seems to be okay now.
Okay. It was freaking out what it was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, flying's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, we got human beings that can't handle flying.
Flying, yeah.
I mean. You know, and they know what's going on. I don't think this is far-fetched to say. I have, no matter how intelligent these animals are, there's no way they understand what's going on.
Right.
There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
All animals, specifically like animals we've domesticated, like horses, like dogs, cats, and all that, they get their center of everything from the earth. And when you take them off the earth, whether it's to put them on a couch or in a plane,
right.
They're going to freak out.
This is not natural, right? Yeah.
Some animals
How often are horses flying?
That's a good question.
Yeah. They get great. They have a lot of airline miles. A lot of airline miles.
Racking up a lot of.
Pretty soon, a trip to the Bahamas.
When horses fly. Oh, no. Oh, right. So the whole pigs fly thing really doesn't work anymore, does it? They've been flying for years.
We got them all over. Yeah. They're flying everywhere. That's an interesting one. This is a little bit of a different than a Wright story. A 17-year-old boy just became the youngest to pass the California bar exam. 4 years ago, at the age of 13, he started high school and simultaneously enrolled in a 4-year program at Northwestern California University School of Law. He said, I aspire to become a prosecutor because I am driven by a moral obligation to uphold liberty, equality, and justice in society, which is great. Assuming he doesn't end up like other, you know, phenoms. There is plenty of other stuff with that. Now, this kid started college at 10 and was a PhD candidate in applied mathematics at the age of 16. And now he's 28 and he relies on his parents to support him. He says they owe him this because they imposed their dream on him when he was young.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, that's rough, man.
And he is having difficulty finding work. there are some that have said that the jobs he's applied for are too, like, he's too overqualified for different things like that. I'm not sure what necessarily you can pick and choose what the that ain't right part is of this story, but there's a lot to choose from.
There is
overqualified with no job experience.
Well, and I'm sorry, I don't know this person, so I am not at all trying to act like I do. But I don't, like, it doesn't warm me up to the guy that he thinks his parents owe him this.
That's 28 years old.
Yeah.
No.
I don't care if you're a prodigy or if you're just Joe Schmo. If you're 28, get out of your parents'
house. Well,
like, if you can, when you can.
When you can. To be fair, that's happening to a lot of people. Just because housing is just the way it is right now. Yes. And so we understand that.
Yeah.
But
bigger problem.
At the same time, it's like, you know, we don't know, I guess, if this was something his parents were, like, really pushing him into to do that kind of thing. I kind of find it hard to believe that, you know, a 10-year-old wants to go to college, on their own.
Yeah.
That seems a little, it takes all kinds, I guess.
You need some help with that dream at 10, for sure.
It seems a little much. Again, I don't know, like you said, we don't know this person or anything like that.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, there really is.
I hope he's in therapy.
Poor guy. I do feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But like you said, James, the whole prodigy thing, man. That can not turn out so well for these kids. And I feel kind of bad, actually.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
I think he should have studied psychology. I think he went to school for that.
Study his parents. What's going on with my parents here?
It doesn't. It seems like we see this with the acting community all the time, with child actors and then not turning up. It's why when you see a Daniel Radcliffe or some of these young actors that actually are, you know, continue to have a decent life or continue to work or anything like that, it's so noteworthy.
Yeah, it is. To have, like, it seems like to be a normal life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day, and it kicks off with our first Midday Magazine of the week of the year. Really.
Of the year, yeah.
In part one, we're going to talk with Connie and Karen from the Alexander House. Get an update about that.
Very cool.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to them joining us. And in part two, we'll catch up with our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that, talking about our local Y.
Nice.
All the great things that they got going on over there. That's going to be a fun one.
Love doing that.
Seth has got a couple things for us.
We do. Just a note from the Wood County Health Department. January is Radon Action Month, and they have test kits available at half price at the Wood County Riverblock Building on the third floor. That's where the health department is. 111 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 12, and then again, 1 to 4:30. They're closed on the holidays. If you have any questions, call them up at 715-421-8911. Also, a reminder, there is no bingo tomorrow.
No bingo.
No bingo. Wow, that's just blowing my mind. Wednesday, January 3rd, there will not be any bingo. So if you are planning on going, you're going to have to find something else to do, everybody. Yeah, just saying. But again, also, if school
hard
is ever...
play bingo by yourself.
It is. It's really weird. It's hard not to cheat. It really is. Yeah. And of course, if school is ever canceled, then bingo will be canceled also. Just keep that in mind, everyone. If we ever get some snow, which apparently we're supposed to be, so
it really does suck playing bingo by yourself. It sucks to lose, though. That's what really sucks when you lose.
How do I lose?
It's mind-boggling. Keep in mind, as our friend Tom told us earlier, there's no VVA meetings in January or February and no Heroes Cafe in January or February. Looking forward to when they open their doors again in March, though.
Indeed.
And want to remind everybody one more time, the Port Edwards basketball alumni game going on tonight. You are invited to the annual alumni recognition basketball game. The boys' side is going on today, female side on the 15th. Alumni basketball players attending will be given admission to the games, be treated to encore and introductions at halftime and an after-game social. Please spread the word about this in case anybody hasn't heard. We want all of our Blackhawks to get on down there and be able to take in this event.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
This was a fun show, you two.
Yeah,
this
it was good to have everyone back together, right?
Yeah, gang back together.
It really is. It's great to have you guys back. And we are so looking forward to working with you and this community, guys out there, everybody, in 2024. It's going to be a really, really fun year. Let's hit this one strong and let's have some fun. Be good to each other, everybody. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at, I'll do it, I guess.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM. And